the front lines of the InfoWar.
It is the fifth day of May, 2013. On this Sunday edition, we're going to be here, Lord willing, for the next 2 hours. And I am back in studio. And if we give the TV viewers a document cam shot, all of this is fresh news. And I have looked over and read about 90% of this, scanned over the other 10% or so. And I'm really going to attempt to go over all of this here today. The only time that you will see me with non-computer printout news articles is when I've been on the road. And Friday morning in Dallas, before I got back to Austin, Texas, or Friday afternoon, I should say, I had these articles and also ran into some Saturday newspapers here in Austin that we're going to be getting into here today as well. But wow, there is so much to cover. Obviously, number one, Israel has launched a bunch of bombing campaigns or sorties into Syria. Syria for over 26 months has been under globalist attack. And again, I don't romanticize Assad. The point is he did nothing to anybody outside of his nation and is a benevolent dictator compared to his father. Just like I wasn't a fan of Hosni Mubarak of Egypt. But as dictators go, he was not as repressive as many, and he was Western-backed. And so when our government, NATO, took him out and put something even worse in, I said, wow, man, this is really, really illustrative of just how ruthless the people are running our society. And here's the key to all this. They don't care one micron about you or I's interest as well. And when there's no checks and balances, when there's no protection, the bottom basically drops out. I run into so many people that go, well, they have to do this because, so what if they use Al-Qaeda to bring down Assad? Because Assad's bad, too. They're bringing him down to put radicals in to destroy the country as a scorched earth program against innocent men, women, and children. And the globalists are doing a softer form of that via cultural attack and Agenda 21 here in the West. The New World Order might as well be an alien spaceship here destroying humanity. It isn't an alien spaceship orbiting above us, a black pyramid, but it might as well be. They are absolutely committed to social Darwinism, and they see you, and they see me, and everybody else, and 99.9% of us, not as expendable. We're already expendable, as trash to be taken out. Well, you listen here, New World Order. On your dreams of grandeur, I guess you got your grandeur, your dreams of immortality and your power trip. I know who you are. And it's our job to show their writings and their game plan to people so that we can awaken as a species and defeat this. But, when I was talking to Watson this morning and working on this article a little bit with him, we came up with the headline, Israel helps its Al-Qaeda ally with attack on Syria. And you write a headline like that and it sounds so bizarre. So over the top, so weird, and then you realize it's 100% true and 100% public. Now, what does that say about the normalcy bias that the globalists know we have? They know that we'll basically put up with anything if for 2 years and 3 months, so 27 months total, the West, they called the first attacks, bombings and machine gunnings, protest against the evil Assad. That was 2-plus years ago. Then the last year and a half, it's been, we bomb and give missiles and weapons to the activists, to the rebels, because Assad's a bad guy, to just engage in every form of terrorism you can imagine. And then you don't think the West wouldn't hire Muslim terrorists or patsies to bomb the marathon to take our rights? The Syrians, I look at these men, women, and children they've been killing, and I have a lot of empathy, folks, because we're next.
Yeah.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. And if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules of website for details.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, the fifth day of May, 2013, and Deep Purple is bringing us in today. Smoke on the water, fire in the sky. There is certainly smoke on the water and fire in the sky in and around Syria. Syria, the ancient country that's had Jews, Christians, and then Muslims living in it. Jews living there for 3,000 plus years, Christians living there for 2,000 years or so. Now about a third of the country or more is under al-Qaeda control. They fly al-Qaeda flags, and they are being armed with heavy weapons. Heavy weapons. Heavy missiles, medium-sized artillery, grenade launchers, and anti-aircraft weapons. And they have been shooting up aircraft trying to take off the international airport in Damascus. Israel has engaged in another wave of bombings across the country, bombing military bases and other strategic locations. And again, ladies and gentlemen, when I sit here and I see this, it's like the Twilight Zone, because this is not my opinion. When Paul Watson came out with the headline, Document Cam, Please, for TV viewers, again, it's a syndicated radio show, but we're streaming video at Infowars.com/listen, and, of course, also at PrisonPlanet.tv. Israel helps its al-Qaeda ally with attack on Syria. Tel Aviv emboldens Western-backed jihadists. Now, the Council on Foreign Relations, the LA Times, all of them, the New York Times have had to admit, we've been reporting it for 26, 27 months, but over the last year they've had to admit, yes, the West in Libya and now in Syria is importing actual al-Qaeda, people that call themselves al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia. I guess if Saudi Arabia is involved in another attack like 9/11, maybe we'll just attack Syria. I mean, this is kind of, or maybe Canada. That's what this has turned into. That's how stupid the corporate mainstream media thinks you are out there. And so that's our top story today. As the end of a week when the Obama administration signaled its intention to send heavy weaponry to al-Qaeda-led Syrian rebels, Israel launched air strikes inside Syrian territory that will only serve to embolden jihadist militants who have openly espoused or desire to destroy both Israel and the United States. We have links to videos where they were in Libya a year ago or 2 years ago or so, and they said with signs on BBC, next stop Syria, next stop Washington. And Washington is like, that's right, have more heat-seeking missiles from Benghazi. The ambassador didn't like it, so he got hit. And they're saying, don't worry, here's all the weapons you could ever want. People are saying, well, what does that mean? There's a global crime syndicate that controls NATO and the major Western governments, and it is using Al-Qaeda to overthrow secular governments that are not bothering anybody and are creating stability in the Middle East because they want divide and conquer. Since the time of Julius Caesar and his book he wrote, The Battle for Gaul, it's a collection of letters he wrote back to the regent of the Senate, they describe how to divide and conquer and play groups against each other. And I've talked to a lot of good old boys that go, yeah, we'll fund the Arabs to kill each other. Let me explain something to you. The globalists hate you more than they hate the Arabs. They hate anybody that's been sovereign, anybody that's been independent, anybody that they don't control. This is not America doing this. This is the global crime syndicate that has seized control of our government doing it, and they have kicked out more than 20 members of the Joint Chiefs and their adjuncts just in the last 3 years, including the head of CENTCOM repeatedly and the head of the Mediterranean Fleet, and the list goes on, because they said no to giving heat-seeking missiles by the thousands to Al-Qaeda. And the decision has been made at the Club of Rome and the Bilderberg Group and the Council on Foreign Relations and publicly in France and England and at the NATO Council and the UN Secretary General. The decisions have been made in Washington that you are so stupid that they can put Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria and Al-Qaeda-like, give control to the Muslim Brotherhood, created by British intelligence, taken over by Hitler, turned over to Western intelligence, the CIA, in 1946 after World War II. And that's what I'm telling you. Then when Al-Qaeda shoots down U.S. and European jetliners, we will be on the news when this happens going, hey, our government funded Al-Qaeda. Here they are at Benghazi giving them the 10,000-plus heat-seekers. It's like 18,000 missiles total, 10,000 heat-seekers. That's been in the news. And when all this happens, it'll be all over the headlines. Alex Jones, the scum. Alex Jones, the garbage. Alex Jones, the anti-American, lies and says our government gave the missiles to Al-Qaeda. When Benghazi happened months ago, I had Wayne Madsen, who's been to Libya over and over again, formerly with the NSA on. I had Colonel Anthony Schaefer, who ran black ops in the Pentagon and could have killed bin Laden repeatedly but was told to stand down, on the show. I had Webster Griffin Tarpley. I had countless experts. I had Dr. Steve Pachinik, former head of Black Ops for the State Department, over the CIA. I had them all on, and they all concurred. And Schaefer made statements saying he agreed it was basically looked like a hit on the ambassador. And he got so much heat, he asked that we walk that back. We need to get him back on, by the way. But the point is that here it is. Benghazi names of whistleblower witnesses reveal. So they're now trying to go after the whistleblowers, and they now put people in jail who report federal crimes. Obama has done things nobody's ever done before. It's just incredible. The Benghazi talking points and how they were changed to obscure the truth. Weekly Standard. Official. CBS News. We knew Benghazi was terror attack from the get-go. Yeah, they had two Predator drones and a C-130 out of Italy over it the whole time it happened. It was on record the Al-Qaeda group. The West brought in Al-Qaeda, more than 60,000 of them, into Benghazi over the border of Egypt. And Mubarak wouldn't go along with this. That's why they took Hosni Mubarak, the U.S.-backed dictator, 31 years out. See, it's a chain reaction. Egypt borders in North Africa to the West is Libya and its capital of Tripoli. Next to that's Tunisia. And so he wouldn't go along with that. He said, I'm not going to help that. So they basically arrested him, drugged him up for the fake trial. He had a stroke, member. That's why he couldn't be there. Kind of like the other, Patsy Bomber in Boston. Gets out of the boat, no blood. Next, his throat's been cut out. But he confessed to us, but you'll never hear him talk. I mean, just the essence of authoritarianism. And again, the globalists are running these people. So Mubarak says 2-plus years ago, I'm not part of this. Boom, he disappears. Boom, they bring in 50 to 60,000 of these jihadis, actual Al-Qaeda, out of Qatar, Saudi Arabia, other areas with weapons, out of Egypt, into Libya. Again, no fan of Gaddafi, but he was working with the West the last 8 years before that. It was investing his money in major Western banks.
invested his money with Sarkozy. That's why we predicted he'd be arrested later, which they've now gone after him. So he basically financed Sarkozy into office. But the issue was that once they were there in Benghazi, it came out day one that the group that killed him was the Benghazi security force hired and funded by NATO and the CIA. They had a weapons cache at that torture center. And so everybody on the ground, Navy SEALs, CIA, at a torture base a half mile away, they were ordered, hundreds of U.S. troops, do not go help. Don't leave your torture dungeon. That continued under Obama. That's now come out. Just stand down for 8 hours. They watched five security people plus two SEALs that didn't follow orders hold off more than 300 Al-Qaeda sent to murder the ambassador and blow the place up. And by the way, I told you that months ago. It's now come out in mainstream news. Weekly Standard, CBS News, you name it. They think you're too stupid to even understand what you're reading. Okay? 8 hours. The fleet was just 30 miles away off the coast. They sat there and watched it happen. Watched the whole thing.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
So, a natural disaster strikes and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. BensDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out BensDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our republic is having a globalist New World Order knife drawn across his throat. And the general public is very childlike. I look at people, I watch folks in public, and they are so simple-minded. They have no idea what they're facing. And that's why the ruling class globally is so incredibly ruthless. They've gotten away with so much. And now they're getting away with things that I would have thought unthinkable. You know, I was thinking during the break, when has our government and other Western governments funded a group like Al-Qaeda publicly to not fight Russian troops like the 1980s, but to go in and blow up mosques and blow up neighborhoods and make fathers, Christian fathers and others, suicide bomb, or they'll kill their families? I mean, that's all admitted. And attack a country for 26, 27 months, and then say that country that lays there and takes it, Syria, is the bad guy. I mean, they must think you're incredibly dumb. And I was thinking, when has our government done something that over-the-top naked? And it's Pol Pot and the Khmer Rouge in the 70s. Zbigniew Brzezinski, I've read the book he wrote about it, bragged that, in fact, the quote, you could pull up something like, it would be unthinkable for us to kill 30% of the Cambodians, but I could fund Pol Pot to do it. Millions of people. Just every field after field of skulls. What's called the killing fields. Our government did that, and it's on record. He's a rock star on C-SPAN when he goes to the CFR. They admire guys. They see that as strong, as cold-blooded, as cool. And they took those families out, and they just shot them in the head. Anyone who was educated. And then I thought about Madeleine Albright. And I want to find this clip. We played it before. I was telling an Esquire writer about it, and he didn't believe it. Maybe you can even find it, John. Madeline, I know we played it like a month ago. Madeleine Albright talks about dead Iraqi children, or says, I mean, the actual quote on NBC Nightline, or no, it was NBC Dateline, was, are 600-plus thousand dead Iraqis, most of them children from the sanctions and the war, this is before the second war in 2003, is that a good price to pay for security in the region? And she said, yes, it is a good price to pay. It's a famous quote. But our government put Saddam Hussein in power. That's declassified. They trained him in 1959 as a CIA agent in Egypt. He was trained for 3 years, from 56 to 59. Look it up. The West staged a coup to put him in 79, gave him almost $40 billion we know of to start a war with Iran. And you're like, well, that's how we get them Iranians. The globalists don't like you either. But you will go along with overthrowing the Iranian government in 53 and putting the Shah in. And then overthrowing him and putting the Muslim Shiites in. Oh, yeah, that's on record. They put the Ayatollah Khomeini in. Then they did the Iran-Contra deal with him a year later. Oh, yeah, he's our enemy. I'm not saying they even work for each other. It's just that, you know, it's like our government gave nuclear reactors in North Korea in the mid-90s. ABB, Donald Rumsfeld, look it up. Clinton was involved, too. Bipartisan. It's totally cold-blooded Machiavellianism of end justifies the means, but the means isn't keep America free, keep America strong. That would still be immoral. That's how they get people to do bad things. Oh, we torture to keep America free. We've got to be more evil than the evil guys. That's how the devil talks, folks. And I sat there this morning, and Paul was doing an article, and I was working on it with him a little bit. And he said, what do you think the headline ought to be? And I said, well, Israel. I said, Twilight Zone. Israel backs Al-Qaeda rebels in Syria. Well, he went with the headline, Israel helps its Al-Qaeda ally with attack on Syria, and says, well, we think Hezbollah out of Iran might have been bringing them some missiles, so we did this. Folks, they're blowing up military bases and killing key leadership. When they bombed them a few months ago, I said that they weren't bombing chemical weapons, and it turned out they weren't. They were killing military leadership. Israel, along with NATO, see, because NATO is held back because the media and people are telling the truth, so it's so outrageous to bomb a country, plus the UN Security Council, because of Russia's veto, hasn't authorized this, and everybody knows about WMD lies. Syria legally has their WMDs. The U.S. has them as well. Chemical weapons. Syria's like, we'll never use these. We're sitting here letting you attack us, knowing you want to bait us into a war. Assad said that 2 weeks ago in a speech. He said, you're using Al-Qaeda against us, and this is going to come back to haunt you. And he said, read the whole speech. He said, the American people need to know, when you get your jetliners, it's come out in leaks. They listen to the show. The Syrian government does. They don't even have that good of intelligence because they're not full spectrum. It came out in British news that Assad reads InfoWars. But the point is, he came out and said, when they attack you with the missiles that you got, that you gave them in Libya, it's going to come back on you. And he said, American people, this is evil. Don't be part of this. And you know, when you read Reuters, it was headline, Assad says U.S. will pay for backing Al-Qaeda in Syria. And then the article admitted, well, we do back them. It's true, but it's for a good cause. But didn't give you the full transcript. Go read it. That was like a week ago, 2 weeks ago. Guys, will you type in for viewers that are watching on TV, not just listening, type in, or for listeners, so the listeners can do it, type in, Assad says America will regret backing Al-Qaeda in Syria. That's the exact headline, Reuters. The point is that I get up here for new listeners. They've run national headlines the last 2 weeks going, Alex Jones says Obama's the head of Al-Qaeda. How insane is that? Rachel Maddow said that and others. Well, let me just show you the article they referenced right here that's got them so freaked out. Obama now, global head of Al-Qaeda, Paul Watson, Alex Jones, March 21st, will President order drone strike on White House? And we said that saying, well, you know, he says he launches drone strikes on Al-Qaeda. The truth is he runs Al-Qaeda. So the article was written as a direct message to them that, hey, come on, you know you're running Al-Qaeda. If you wanted to go after Al-Qaeda, you'd go after yourself, though we wish you a long, healthy life. President Obama is now the global head of Al-Qaeda, bankrolling, arming, and equipping terrorists around the world in order to achieve his administration's geopolitical objectives, while simultaneously invoking the threat of terrorists domestically to shore the Bill of Rights. And it goes through more than 15 links to mainstream media admitting the entire thing. Yeah, there it is. Assad says West will pay for backing Al-Qaeda in Syria. And what is that, MSNBC? Yeah, NBC News, NBC News, World News. Yeah, and they ran Reuters. Okay, there you go. Boom, for TV viewers. Okay? Karzai comes out and says, the West is staging bombings and runs Al-Qaeda to destabilize us. Reuters. Now, when I come back, I want to talk about how this is going to affect you here at home. Because I predicted 6 months ago when they got the Benghazi, well, even before they got the Benghazi heat seekers, they already had a bunch, in Libya. The West gave it to them. The banks that have hijacked us, I predicted that they would start attacking the Syrian airfields, the civilian fields with them. They're now doing that. We're next.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Nobody rides for free. And by the way, there's no way the global elite, no matter how much police state security they set up, are going to get away with what they're doing. That's not how the universe works. Their own people will bring them down. I look at the last two French presidents have been raided and on the verge of being indicted. I look at how they set up their other guy, all the stuff happening in England, all the stuff happening in America, the Rothschilds in so much political trouble. the Rockefellers, all of them. You're not going to get away with this. Nobody rides for free. What comes around goes around. You reap what you sow. Let me just go back to the document cam for TV viewers. Radio listeners can search these terms. We're going to have open phones in the second hour and a bunch of news I haven't even gotten to yet. Osama bin Laden-like villain in Iron Man 3 portrayed as British actor. And guess what? Iron Man is fighting a terrorist. Isn't that just sweet? So see, every movie I go see that's an action movie, almost every movie, they're fighting imaginary terrorists. But in the real world, not in Hollywood, the globalists are the terrorists. They run America, and they created, about 100 years ago, in what is Saudi Arabia today, the British created the Wahhabist, created Saudi Arabia. Lawrence of Arabia is the story of that, and put them in power. And they are now saying we've got to give up all our rights because of Al-Qaeda from Chechnya and Dagestan and these two brothers who, it turns out, oh, that's right, you didn't see the foreign press confirmed on CIA payroll sponsored by Zbigniew Brzezinski groups, the Jamestown group. Do you know what the Brzezinski talks about, the strategy of tension? Use Al-Qaeda to overthrow other countries, then use their threat to take our rights here. It is the Brzezinski strategy, developed in the late 1970s, a 2.0 of divide and conquer, a full-spectrum dominance program that we're under. If you're mega banks, what do? You radicalize a terror group, you have overthrow countries you want to control, but also the countries you already dominate because you want to enslave the people. You don't want them getting uppity about being taxed for $85 billion a month to give money to private offshore interest through the bailout, through QE3. No. So you simply use Al-Qaeda to go after them. And again, this is public. They just think you're so dumb. Here are some of the headlines. Israel helps its Al-Qaeda ally with attack on Syria. Now, again, everybody knows I'm not even anti-Israel. I get criticized by the anti-Israel crowd for not, you know, just sharing the word Israel and foaming at the mouth and flopping around on the ground. They're like, Israel attacked the U.S.'s liberty in 1967. Yeah, I interviewed the captain and folks before he died. It's been partially declassified that indeed the ship was attacked, along with the president's authorization, LBJ, to try to sink it, to blame it on Egypt. But again, I don't just hate Israel because it's Israel. This is what, I don't hate France because it's France or England. These governments are globalist run and stage false flags. Yes, the attack on the USS Liberty was a false flag. I've interviewed the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Moore, now dead. On record, look up the interview. I've interviewed the first mate, Captain McGonagall, the captain. I've interviewed probably 30 people that survived the most decorated ship in U.S. history. The Israelis with the jets and the ships could not sink it. The U.S. aircraft carriers launched jets to protect it, were ordered by LBJ. They ignored McNamara, the generals, the admirals did, to you turn those planes down. You turn them back. I want that ship to the GD bottom. And I've had the admirals here that quoted it, heard it in that command center. Same thing happened at Benghazi, just tying up loose ends. Tying up loose ends. This is war, ladies and gentlemen. It's corrupt war. You ever heard of a gambit? It's an ancient Persian chess move, 3,000-plus years old, where, you've got a 100,000 enemy you're about to fight. You believe your force can beat them, but you need to get the enemy to show itself, its numbers, you need intelligence. You send in 100, 200, 300 horsemen to ride into the midst to be destroyed. And they follow orders. They ride in to be killed. And the military says, why should we be the ones that die in gambits? Let Americans die. And they've gotten our military to go along with it a few times, but more and more they don't. Fox Fallon in 2007. The head of CENTCOM refused to have U.S. Navy SEALs. This came out in New Yorker magazine. Cy Hirsch, 2 times Pulitzer Prize winner. Cheney reportedly ordered the Navy to build PT boats that look like Iranian boats to attack a U.S. destroyer and blow it up, and to have Navy SEALs take the mission and then dive out at the last minute. Reportedly, George Bush said no. Bet you didn't hear about that in your local paper. It came out in New Yorker magazine. Cy Hirsch gave a speech at university about it. This is the type of stuff that adults know about. Adults don't go watch Iron Man and believe that we're really fighting terrorists. Adults know how the world really works. We are captured by foreign banking institutions. They haven't gotten our guns yet. Upwards of 150,000 just rallied in Houston for the Second Amendment. USA Today spun the number to 80,000. I've got the article right here. We are on the march. The empire's on the run politically. But they're still in control of Washington and both parties. And Obama is their champion quarterback leading them down the field against us. Yep, there it is, preparing the battlefield. The Bush administration steps up its secret moves against Iran. July 7, 2008, a year after it happened, the plan to attack our own PT boats. I believe that's the correct article you guys pulled up. I know there's video of him saying it, too. I mean, this is Pulitzer Prize winner. Two times. Now, let's be adults here. I'm going to get into what they're going to do to us in the next segment and how they're going to take our rights. Since I mentioned it, here's that USA Today NRA rally in Houston, a big draw, 80,000. But before I get into what they're going to do to us, I want to show you some more history from the InfoWars May edition of InfoWars magazine. Why government should be the first suspect in any terror attack or criminal groups within the government, by Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson. Nero and the Great Fire of Rome, firebombing his own city to blame it on the Christians. The Spanish-American War, remember the Maine, blowing up the Maine to start the Spanish-American War, 1898, William McKinley. Wilson's pretext for war, the sinking of the Lusitania. Hitler's fascist dictatorship, the Reichstag fire, firebombing his own capital. Prelude to war, how do you attack Poland? He didn't just attack Poland. He had, this is declassified, his own soldiers in Operation Himmler at Gleiwitz and other areas attacked their own bases. And they even dressed up concentration camp victims in Polish and German uniforms with bullet holes in them to show on the newsreels. Israeli false flag terror, the Levant affair, staging terror attacks to blame it on their enemies. That's declassified. This is all in the Jerusalem Post, by the way. Operation Northwoods, targeting American citizens. ABC News. The plan to shoot up movie theaters, people on the streets, and have plastic explosive bombs at public events as a pretext to take American liberty and have war with the Soviet Union. Kennedy said no, they blew his head off. Gulf of Tonkin, phantom attack on the U.S. military. That's declassified. Declassified in 2004, they staged fake attacks on the ships to launch the Vietnam War. Operation Gladio, state-sponsored terror, blamed on the left. Hundreds of bombings in Europe, blamed on the left. Every time somebody gets a little uppity, they don't control, left or right, blow something up, blame it on them. Oh, government would never do a frame-up. Terror in the modern age. Back to the document cam, please. 93 World Trade Center bombing. On record, New York Times, CBS News, government cooked the bomb, trained the drivers, let them do it. Underwear bomber, drugged up, put on plane by U.S. government. C-SPAN reported it after we broke it. Boston bombing, go through the same evidence. Got my stamp from Martin Springs there today. It says Paradise for your TV viewer. People are probably going to ask, what's that stamp on your arm? Not a tattoo, folks. Okay, boom. Let's go to the next one here. So, that's what's in the May issue of the magazine. Oh, and by the way, something else is in it. Something we've never done before. I'll tell you about that on the other side. Then I'll get into what they're going to do to you with the Muslim extremist terrorists they run. See, they say I say there aren't any Muslim terrorists. Oh, no, they are, and they work for six big banks. Six big banks.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. Crashing through the lies and disinformation. Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. Open phones in the second hour. Toll-free number to join us on this live Sunday edition. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. Second hour coming up in T-minus 13 minutes. Speaking of the electric spy in the sky watching us, all telephone calls are recorded and accessible to the government, according to FBI, whistleblower, and other guests on CNN. Yes, I've been telling you that for 18 years. It's a fact. It was declassified a long time ago, but you don't want to tell the sheep all that. I've interviewed the former FBI whistleblowers like Shebelle Edmonds, who heard them commanding al-Qaeda and bin Laden before, on, and after 9/11. And they put a national security gag order on that lady, which she just broke. Which, good thing she broke it before Obama got in, because she's arresting everybody that breaks it. Now, this is not a plug. Not that it's bad to make money. That's how I built this media operation, hiring more reporters, doing a great job. If you want to support us, get ProPure water filters discounted, 10% off the promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com. Buy the books, the films, the ProGun, T-shirts, every bit of support we get. We just expand fearlessly in the face of the globalist. I say, you know, it's not bad to make money because they had a bunch of news articles going, how dare Alex Jones, you know, have this media operation. Well, at least I'm not like Berkshire Hathaway getting its, you know, money off government bailouts. I'm going to cover that in the next hour. That's out of Reuters. No, we're funded by people like you, whether it's InfoWars.com, coffee mugs, or the Seed Center, the best non-GMO, open-pollinated, you know, the very best non-GMO, non-hybrid, open-pollinated seeds that produce seeds again. Wow, what a novel thought. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. That is how you support us, and we have the lowest prices. Check it. I'm also a very competitive capitalist. So InfoWarsStore.com, fund liberty. Fund this operation and watch us grow. I want to thank everyone that has helped us out there in the media. Citizens, we're all in this together. 888-253-3139, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can call and ask questions or order your ProPure, your seed, your seeds to plant, the bumper stickers, you name it. Speaking of bumper stickers, what is in the new InfoWars May issue? This is a very special issue. Number one, it's a double cover. It says a history of false flags on the front, and has the FBI and CIA as a skeleton running across the finish line of the Boston bombing on the back, detailing a history of staged terror and the evidence that points towards them, bare minimum, protecting terrorists on CIA payroll. Bare minimum, they're double agents. And by the way, that's Israeli news saying that. Look it up. So there you have it. Now, on the inside, it's 60-color glossy pages that covers the entire field. Letters to the editor, incredible art dealing with the police state. A mother sues NYPD for pepper spraying babies. U.S. households on food stamps reaches record highs with all the graphs. Is the Boston bombing the moral equivalent of drone strikes? I love this. These photos. I actually hate it, but I love to expose it. Nazi Germany checkpoints with the police, with the military checking IDs. Boston, the police and military checking IDs. Don't you believe the Nazis said they had a good reason? If history repeated itself, would anyone notice? We've got retired Army Colonel warns DHS acquisitions are bold threat of war against the American people. Why government should be the first suspect in any terror attack? Already covered that. What's a false flag? One of the top search terms on the web. We break down what a false flag is. Senate passes Monsanto Protection Act, granting Monsanto power over U.S. government. I show the art of David Horsey in the L.A. Times demonizing me, and then I show what a sheeple he is. We need to put that on InfoWars.com. That hadn't been on the web yet. By the way, sign up at InfoWars.com/newsletter. Tomorrow we'll send this out, the digital copy of the magazine, to you free. A big keep and bear arms, come and take it poster in the middle, two pages. Growing against the flow, different systems to get off the grid. People creating their own ammo factories to get around the shortage. I'm going to cover that next hour. It's actually linked on DrudgeReport.com, how the government's asking all the big ammo manufacturers to just supply everything they can manufacture to them. What's causing the panic, Obama? We get into Obama and all of his secret police activities. We get into 85% of cops say gun control is useless, detrimental, and a new major study that's out with all the graphs. We get into the drill they were running on the day of the bombing, which they don't want anybody to look at. It was one of the top stories on the web for a whole week. Contractors at Boston Bombing stood near bomb, let before detonation, photos of them. And here's the big one, and I'm going to stop talking about the magazine. There's a whole other half of it to get to. Three free, full-size petroleum-based, not the little paper ones. This cost me $40,000 to do this. Put this in 120,000 magazines. So that's like four, I don't know, it comes up to like 110,000, or maybe more magazines we printed. I forget the exact number. It's over 110,000 times three. That's 340,000 bumper stickers. InfoWars.com, save the Constitution. PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Big stickers. Post them on your car, your house, your property, your book bag. Give them to friends and family, but put them on your property, not other people's property. And this will be explosive. The average bumper sticker in a major city, they estimate, has seen like 20,000 times. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, the key here is to get active. Will we save the world by putting these 300-something thousand bumper stickers out? No. But laying down, we won't save the world. That's my point here, is that acting like jellyfish is going to fully and totally enslave this population to the highest level that this society has ever seen. And if we have a government that is funding Al-Qaeda and using it to engage in open war crimes, attacking countries that haven't done anything to anybody, do any of you think you're safe? They are already moving in Europe to take people's pension funds. They already are, actually, and to take their bank accounts. It's now starting here. Congressional hearings about doing it. This is the type of over-the-top tyranny that we're talking about. Now, talking about where all this is going in America, I just showed you the article where on CNN, FBI agents admit everything you do is listened to in live time without warrants. Totally illegal, but now they think you're so conditioned they just admit it. And notice it didn't protect you. 2,000 police, 400 National Guard, contractors with black backpacks right where the bombing goes off, didn't protect you. But meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, we have tens of thousands that drowned a year. We have hundreds of thousands that die in car wrecks. Hundreds of thousands that die from flesh-eating bacteria. But the media doesn't hype it up and go ooga booga. Look at these articles. Shiny dog bowl blamed in Santa Rosa fire. It was like a lens and supposedly caught a fire. The answer is ban the dog bowl. Because you've got to have a world free of risk. And only a total government with total surveillance can do that. Of course, history shows it'll be the total threat. Five women in their 30s killed on a night out after they became trapped inside their burning limo from an electrical fire on San Francisco Highway. The answer, ban limos, ban fires, ban gasoline. Shouldn't be able to be trusted with gasoline. Somebody might get gasoline and go out and burn somebody's house down. That's the nanny state idea. Soccer referee punched by player in Utah dies. The answer is amputate all arms. The answer is cut everyone's arms off now. That is the answer. And then Kurt Nemo, getting serious, has another article up on Infowars.com. We got some breaking news. Israel strikes Syria, says targeting Hezbollah arms. Is that new? Because they've been striking them all day. Oh, they're striking them again. Yeah, Syria can't have its own arms in its own country while the West invades out of three different nations, out of Turkey, and, of course, out of Jordan. Incredible. So more airstrikes going on there. Now, I haven't even gotten into the fact that Patsy, that they are busy blaming, the one they cut the throat out of so he couldn't talk, who they said admitted he did it when he was in custody, but no witnesses. In a free country, you don't do that. Why even have trials? They are now saying he won't even have counsel at his trial. So they could arrest me, say I bombed something, cut my throat out, and then just say Alex confesses to it. That's what North Korea does. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this
This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.